You're listening to the Life in Deep Ellum podcast, exploring the sacred in art, faith, and community. Thanks for being here.
So when I was a kid, I can remember the excitement of Christmas. Getting the tree was a blast. We'd leave our home while there was still daylight, and by the time we got home, we'd have a pine tree strapped to the top of our car. And growing up, we always had real trees. And so that night, we'd set up the tree. Me and my two younger brothers would listen to my dad get frustrated as he tried to get the trunk to fit into the stand. Then once he got it to stand straight, we'd add the water to the bottom. I usually got to do that because I was small enough to crawl under there. Then finally, we got to decorate the tree.
And now that star is crooked.
That star is perfectly straight.
Hey, no, it's all right. I am.
My mom's favorite tradition was stringing together popcorn and cranberries. I can remember accidentally sticking my finger as I attempted to use a needle and thread. But over the years, we collected more and more family ornaments, and those organic threads were replaced with fancy lights.
Well, the green string is out.
No, the green is on. It's the blue that's out.
Oh, don't tell me what color it is. I'm not colorblind.
I'm not colorblind either.
But, you know, I still love that tradition. I mean, who doesn't love a Christmas tree? Well, it might surprise you to know that most Americans before the 1850s were pretty skeptical of Christmas trees. You see, the Christmas tree was largely seen as a pagan symbol, and there's good reason for that. In the ancient world, trees that stayed green in winter were a perfect symbol for life in the midst of decay. Many ancient people who lived in the northern hemisphere would use evergreens to help mark winter solstice, you know, the shortest day and longest night of the year. The Druids used evergreens to symbolize everlasting life. The Vikings connected evergreens to the sun god Balder. The early Romans used these green boughs to decorate their homes and temples during festivals. Yeah, I mean, the Christmas tree definitely has pagan roots. But there's another wrinkle to this Yuletide tradition. The Christmas tree is most likely tied to the Germans. And it's said that Martin Luther himself was the first to light candles on a tree. So when the German Christians started bringing this tradition to the United States in the early 1800s, most people were dubious. The Puritans preached against heathen traditions, which included all joyful expressions like pagan mockery of Christmas carols. Ugh. The Catholics begrudged the Protestant origins. In fact, I recently learned that the Vatican didn't even allow a Christmas tree on their property until 1982. Things changed in America in 1848, when the popular Queen Victoria posed for an illustration that was published in the London News. It was her and her family standing around a Christmas tree. And that did it, you know. Celebrity endorsements has always been our Achilles heel. And in no time at all, people around the country started adopting this foreign Christmas fad. Funnily enough, in Europe, most of their trees were only about 4 feet tall, but Americans preferred trees that reached the ceiling. Go big or go home, right? So by the early 1900s, Americans had not only adopted the tradition, but they adapted it. Germans liked to decorate their trees with apples and nuts and marzipan cookies. Americans started making their own ornaments, and thanks to some of Thomas Edison's assistants, electric lights replaced candles so that the trees could glow for weeks on end. And finally, the German song O Tannenbaum, which simply means O Fir Tree and was a song about the evergreen's constancy and faithfulness, somewhere along the line those lyrics got rewritten to O Christmas Tree, a song which no one actually knows all the words.
O Krusty Krab, O Krusty Krab, oh, how I love you, Krusty Krab. Your Krabby Patties from the grill. The smell of grease gives me a thrill.
So here's the question that I often get asked. If this tradition clearly has pagan roots and can only be tied back to Martin Luther and the time of Reformation, can we call it an authentically Christian ritual? My typical response to this question is usually, something along the lines of, if your standard is that the early church practiced it, then you better be prepared to reject a whole lot more than the Christmas tree. For example, the Christian cross. Not really a thing the early church recognized. They had the ichthus, the little fish symbol, but the cross didn't come around till much later. Or perhaps more relevant, Christmas Day itself. The early church fathers made no reference to a holiday that celebrated Christ's birth. Not Irenaeus, not Tertullian. Origen, who died around 250 AD, he wrote criticism about other pagan religions for celebrating the birth of their deities. So that suggests that Christmas was not celebrated even during his time. So where does December 25th come from? It's debatable, but many scholars draw a connection with the Roman festival Sol Invictus, the celebration of the Roman sun god. Church Father Augustine seems to have had a hand in reframing that festival, Sol Invictus, as a Christian celebration of Jesus' birth, and that would be almost 400 AD. Here's what I'm getting at. Religious traditions are never born in a vacuum. Heck, theology is never born in a vacuum. There are always a myriad of influences that impact doctrines and liturgies, and culture is a pretty big one. So I personally don't put much stock in whether a tradition has quote-unquote pagan roots. I mean, does a practice violate my values? Am I being consistent with my theological approach? Is my heart being guided towards greater love and trust? These are the questions that matter to me. I don't really care that the Druids worshipped different gods than me. I like their mentality about the earth and creation. I like that the Romans celebrated the sun and its effects on the world. I love that the evergreen spoke of eternity to my ancestors. But mostly, I like how the tradition of the Christmas tree makes me feel. I feel family. I feel connection. I feel drawn into a story that is way bigger than me. And that's what I'm looking for in a liturgy, a ritual, a religious practice. I mean, let's be honest, everyone. The Christmas tree isn't really used as a religious symbol anymore, is it? It's more like the myth of Santa Claus, who has its roots in Christianity, but has taken on a much more secular persona. And you know what? Santa Claus. Yeah, I think I'll talk about that next week. Love you guys.